بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us amongst the best of creation. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us in this world with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. And may Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah sent us in this world. We have not come on our own. Neither we leave this world on our own. Allah sent us in this world, and Allah Ta'ala will take us from this world also. How long we have come for in this world? Ulama Ikram tell us that when we be asked on the day of Qiyamah that how long you lived in this world, you say just for one morning, one afternoon. They further describe that if a person lives in this world compared to one day of the Akhirah, which is 1,000 years, it's like he lived in this world for 2.5 minutes only. Further, they describe that when a Muslim child is born, the azan and iqama is given in his ears. How long it takes for the imam to say Allahu Akbar after iqama? We read Maghrib Salah now. How long it took for the imam sahab to say the iqama? Few seconds. He says our life in this world is but a few seconds compared to the akhirah. Nobody came in this world to stay forever. Everybody that has come in this world, that will come, that is in this world, and that will come in the world in the future, all have come to go. Everybody has come in this world to die. We have come to die. And we'll have to give we have to take accountability on the day of Qiyamah and how we lived our life in this world. So every second of this world is valuable. Like you say, in every deep breath, we have got a chance. We've got a chance to do something that will benefit us in the Akhirat. When the final breath is taken away, then, my dear brothers, there is no chance to do anything. Today, my dear brothers, people are told, give time, give time, give time. So everybody says, we've got no time. If I ask a man who's standing on the street doing nothing, what he'll tell you? Sorry, man. Tell him to go in the path of Allah, I'll tell you. I got no time. Shop is very, very quiet. You tell a person, come out in the path of Allah, he'll tell you, I'm very busy. So nobody got time. Ulama Ikram say only 3 people got time. And they're ready to give life. One is sitting in the prison. You make his tashkil, say, I'm ready to give life. One is in the hospital, who's seriously sick. Make his tashkil, say, if I get Allah gives me health, I'm ready to give life. And one is in the Qabristan. Ask him to give time, he say, I'm ready. As long as I come back in this world. Nobody else got time. We have to make time. So my dear brothers, time is very, very valuable. Time is very valuable. Today, the 14th of November has passed and will never come. 14th November 2025 will never come back again. We'll never see it again. Time has passed. And Allah Ta'ala is so, my dear brothers, just. Allah is so just that everyone, whether he's a rich person, poor person, whether he's a person from America, Europe, Australia, Asia, Africa, South America, from a small island or a big island, educated, non-educated, everyone, man and woman, Allah has given each one 1,440 minutes every day. Nobody can say, oh Allah, that person had more minutes than me. He had more time than me. Everybody's got the same amount of time. If somebody comes to you and tells you, I got 1,440 rands, spend this money, and whatever is left over, I'll take it back. Whatever is left over, I'll take it back. But my dear brothers, the intelligent person will be that one who will spend the money and try and finish all the money in the correct way. The foolish person will be that person who will spend the money incorrectly. And the more foolish person is that one who doesn't do anything with it. So every day, my dear brothers, Allah is giving us 1,440 minutes. And Allah is saying to us, use this time correctly. What you don't use, I'll take it back. You won't get it again. So my dear brothers, time is very, very valuable. That is why Allah Jalla Jalaluhu takes an oath on time. To show us the value of time. And my dear brothers, today we don't want to give time. Use this time in the correct way. A day will come. A day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angel of death to take away our life, to take our ruh away. At that time we will cry to Allah, oh Allah, give me some time. Oh Allah, give me time, some time. Now I'll do what I'm supposed to do. Now I'll become generous. Now I'll make such an effort, I'll become amongst the salihin, pious. But it will be told to us, it is too late. Not a second more we'll get. So my dear brothers, how will this time become valuable? The only way, my dear brothers, that is why, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu salam in this world to come and show us how to make our life, our time valuable. To make our time valuable. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam were sent in this world to show us how to make this time valuable. And the first thing that a person needs to make this time valuable is to have iman. To have iman. When he's got iman, then, my dear brothers, this time will become valuable. So he has to have iman. And what is iman, my dear brothers? Today, many of us understand iman to be reciting of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. A person who recites La ilaha illallah, he has only entered into Islam. He has not got iman. One person went into a medical school, enrolled in medical school, and they accepted him. So the next day, he put the coat of a doctor and the instruments of the doctor, and he started walking around and telling everybody, I'm a doctor. I'm doctor so and so. No, you foolish boy. You don't become doctor like that. You have to study for 7 years, write exams, pass those exams, go do internship, And when they're happy with you, then they give you a certificate, then you can call yourself a doctor. Similarly, my dear brothers, just reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we enter into Islam. See? But my dear brothers, what is Iman? Iman is the diskalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in haqiqat, in reality, has to enter the heart. See? One is on the tongue and one is in the heart. See? What's the difference? One beggar comes, and you give him 10 rand. With his tongue, he's saying to you, "Oh, thank you very much, you're a wonderful person, very generous person." But in his heart, he's saying, "Oh, what a miser you are, you couldn't give me more." The heart spoke and the tongue spoke, two different things. So this kalima has to enter the heart. And what is the real meaning of this kalima? Kalima starts first with La. To negate that whatever we see, whatever creation we see of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to negate it. That all these creation of Allah, including myself, they are dead, they are useless, they cannot do anything, they have got no power, no strength to benefit and harm. La ilaha. To negate it. That all these things cannot benefit and harm. Whatever we're seeing, behind it, there is a being that is doing. That is Allah that is doing. The creation cannot do anything. Only Allah is doing. Illallah. You should recognize the power and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah does. Allah is our creator. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our nourisher. Allah is our provider. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. Allah does everything. Allah is totally independent. We are totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot lift one finger. We cannot take one breath without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A leaf cannot fall from the tree without the permission of Allah. A drop of rain cannot fall without the permission of Allah. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is controlling. This yaqeen, conviction, has to come into our heart. To say it with the tongue is very easy, but to say it with the heart, this is the difficult part. To say it with the heart. See? Allah doesn't want iman with doubts. See? I put an apple on Hassan's head. And take a gun and I shoot it one time, two times, three times. Now I ask Maulana Ghulam Hussain, "You believe I can shoot an apple on the head, on somebody's head?" He says, "Yes, I believe you." So now take this apple and put it on your head. He says, "Bhai, I believe you can do it, but I still got my doubts. You'll miss the apple and get my head." So he's got no yaqeen in me. My dear brothers, similarly today we are like that. Allah, we say Allah does. Allah is our creator, Allah is our nourisher, Allah is our provider, Allah is our sustainer. But, see, Allah doesn't want iman like that. That but we have to remove. Only Allah does. And Allah does not need any of His creation to do anything. Allah Ta'ala created the sun. Allah Ta'ala created the sun. And Allah Ta'ala created the heat in the sun also. The sun cannot create the heat. The sun is in need of Allah to create the heat. Allah Ta'ala created the water, and Allah Ta'ala created the quenching of thirst in that water also. Allah is not in need of the water to quench the thirst of people. Allah Ta'ala created the fire, and Allah Ta'ala created the quality of burning in the fire. The fire cannot burn without the permission of Allah. Fire is in need of Allah for that quality. Like that, my Jibril, Allah created us, and we are totally in need of Allah for whatever we do. We cannot do anything on our own. Okay. Allah is the doer. That is why, my Jibril, it is said that every day we should speak about the greatness of Allah. So the reality and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters our heart. See, today, my dear brothers, we speak about everything else. The greatness of those things has entered our heart. See, in Pakistan, so one brother gave us one example. He says, we went to one masjid, and the Jamaat was called by the zimidar of that masjid, and he started making some muzakara with us. Then he called a few students and he asked the student, what's your name? Gave the name. What your father does? He said, my father is a mechanic. He says, what's your name? So and so, what your father does is a cook. So like this, he asked each one. So he asked the son, asked the boy, what do you know about mechanic? So the boy just started talking, one way. But this is what my, about mechanics and so forth, and about cars. Then he asked the boy who said his father is a cook. He says, tell me, you know how to cook? He says, yes. And he started speaking about it. Without hesitation. Then he asked those boys who were in front of him, speak about Allah. Everybody hesitated. Everybody hesitated. So he told one of the Sati is going to call one of the students from the madrasa. He's going to call the student. Student came. So he asked the student, what's your name? He said, speak about Allah. Without hesitating, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me home last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me food to eat last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me sleep last night. Allah woke me up this morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me food in the morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me in the masjid today. Allah ta'ala is giving me tawfiq of learning today. Without hesitation. So he told the zimira, told, see, this child, at home there is a talk of Allah. Today ask ourselves, my dear brothers, how many of us at home speak about Allah? And how many of us speak about everything else? So to speak about Allah every day, so much, my dear brothers, that it becomes on our tongue. We read on hadith something to this effect. Let's make the zikr of Allah so much that people call you mad. Make the zikr of Allah so much that people call you mad. My dear brothers, a man who sits in the masjid and makes zikrullah, whoever sees him will tell him what a wali he is, isn't it? What a big buzruk. Who will they call mad? See, when you speak to somebody who loves cricket, any time and every time he only speaks about cricket, then what will tell him? This person is crazy about cricket. Somebody who is, you know, loves business and talks about business all the time, whenever you have any discussion with him, he says, he talks about business. He says, no, this person is crazy about business. He's mad about his business. my dear brothers. That person, they will say that he is mad. That person, every time we speak to him, he speaks about Allah. Any condition, Allah did. Any condition, good or bad, Allah did. Allah did. Allah did. Said this person, he's gone mad. He only knows Allah. My dear brothers, so much we must speak about Allah. Any condition, bad or good conditions that come, we link it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah. That Allah is doing. That we speak so much about Allah, that my dear brothers, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into our heart. The love of Allah comes in our heart. Then when my dear brothers, the love of Allah will come in the heart, then any condition will fall on us. Good condition and bad conditions, will we still be happy with Allah. We'll be happy with Allah. So to get this love of Allah, my dear brothers. So this is La ilaha illallah. To remove from our heart every other thing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to bring Allah in our heart. And then when Allah will enter the heart, then the second thing that will make our time valuable is amal as-salihah, good deeds. Then from head to toe, every action of ours from morning till evening, we will do those actions which were shown to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is amal as-salihah. The sunnat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That every sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes more beloved to us than anything else in the world. Every sunnat. There is no little sunnat or big sunnat. Or sunnat al-muakida and sunnat al-ghair muakida. So I follow the muakida and I won't follow ghair muakida. My dear brothers, every sunnat. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. Therefore it is beloved to me. And any other way that I follow will bring me destruction. Will bring me destruction. The only way that will give me success is the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From morning till evening. In everything I do, I have to find out how my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. How my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced this amal and try to follow it. And to stay away from anything that is against the sunnah. The eye must be seeing that no, in the way of the kuffar there is success. And the eye is seeing that in the way of the sunnah there is failure. That is why Mawlana Umar Panupuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, the eye suffers from three diseases, three sicknesses. The first is what it sees, it believes. The second is what it sees, it believes it got power. And the third thing is what it sees, it believes that creation got benefit and harm, gives benefit and harm. These three diseases. So my dear brothers, the eye will be seeing that what if I follow the sunnah way, then I'll fail, I'll lose. And if I follow the way of the kuffar, I'll benefit. The eye is seeing this. The eye is seeing it and... For example, my dear brothers, a person takes interest, the eye is seeing that he's getting benefit. And if a person gives sadaqah, then the eye is seeing that he's losing. So Mawlana Umar Panipuri Rahmatullah should say, there were two people, one took interest and one gave sadaqah. Both of them leave their home in the morning to go to work. The one who gave interest took interest, he lost, his Lyft left him that morning. He had to take the taxi and go to work. And the one who gave sadaqah, he usually takes the taxi and go to work, but that morning somebody gave him a lift and went to work. Both of them reached the workplace and both of them realized they forgot their lunch. The one who took interest, he had to buy his lunch. The one who gave sadaqah, somebody offered him lunch. Both of them on returning home, the one whose son, who gave sadaqah, his son was sick. When he returned home, Allah made his son better. And the one who took interest, when he returned home, his son who was not sick, Allah Ta'ala made him sick. So our eyesight is showing us that if I give sadaqah, there is loss. And if I take interest, there is benefit. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there is harm in taking interest and there is benefit in giving sadaqah. So this with yaqeen that we practice on the sunnah. We practice on the sunnah. So it comes in the kitabs, a person who washes his hand before eating and after eating. One of the benefits is that Allah will make it easy for him to pay his debts. Allah will make it easy for him to pay his debts. What? Eating and washing hands got to do with paying of debts. But following on the sunnah, Allah Ta'ala does this. My dear brothers, every sunnah is valuable. To bring the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. And to have the azmat and the greatness of it. So when my dear brothers, one is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnat way of life is his daily life. From morning to the evening, how he woke up in the morning, how he went to toilet, how he, my dear brothers, ate food, how he dressed, all these things. Then my dear brothers, the sunnat of his ibadat. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform your salah like how you see me performing salah. Perform your salah like how you see me performing salah. Like that, not only salah, but all the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his ibadat. Today, my dear brothers, we learned how to read our salah, perform our salah when we're in madrasa or when we're small, and we continue reading salah in that way. No, my dear brothers, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, if I read Maghrib salah now, my Maghrib salah, my Isha salah must be better than my Maghrib salah. And tomorrow morning when I read Fajr Salah, my Fajr Salah must be better than my Isha Salah. That every Salah, there should be improvement. That I'm getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make effort on our Salah. That's why Mawlana Umar Panipuri Rahmatullah Ali should say, if we bring five qualities in our Salah, inshallah, through this salah, we'll get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first, my dear brothers, to read salah with the correct yaqeen and correct iman. With the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. We perform salah, we have the greatness of Allah in front of us. And second quality, we should know what rewards we're going to get. What rewards are you going to get? That is why it is said, my dear brothers, sit in a ta'aleem, the fazail ta'aleem that is taking place in our masjids. Make this ta'aleem at home. And listen to it attentively. And know what is the rewards, what rewards Allah is going to give us if we perform our salah. Today, my dear brothers, after some time, Allah forgive us, We feel, no, we heard this, we don't have to hear it anymore. No. Over and over, we have to listen to this fazail and keep these fazails in front of us when we're performing our salah. What my Allah is going to give me if I perform my salah correctly? What my Allah is going to give me if I don't perform my salah in the correct way? What will happen if I perform my ruku, sajda properly? My dear, listening to this fazail will make us make an effort to make our salah proper. Not only our salah, but all our ibadat. That how does ibadat of ours can become better by sitting in the halqas of ta'aleem and listening to the fazail of ta'aleem. Every day we should be improving on our knowledge regarding the fazail. One of Ibrahim Sahib says, Damul Barakatu, that because we don't know, that's why we might use, we don't make the damal. What Allah is going to give us? My dear brothers, if I tell now, we clean the toilets. I'll give you 1,000 rand, I'll give you 2,000 rand. Everybody is desiring to go and do it. Why? He's going to get 1,000 rand, he's going to get 2,000 rands. But if you just tell him without any benefit, you won't get any, it becomes very hard on him to go. Today, my dear brothers, why are we finding it hard to practice on amal? Because we don't know the value, what is the virtue of the amals. What Allah is going to give us. Sit in the halqas of ta'aleem and listen. And the third quality, to know the laws, the masna masail of salah. What is the faraiz? What are the wajibat? What is the sunnats? What is the mustahabbat? What is the makruhat? What breaks the salah? How to make wuzu properly? How to make ghusl properly? To learn these things. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam in our country. We got so many ulama-i karam. Small towns got 50 and 100 ulama-i-kiram. My dear brothers, value the ulama-i-kiram. Go to them and learn. Take out time. Correct our ibadat. Learn how to practice on deen. What is the laws? There are some countries in the world. I was in one town in Brazil. So a person sitting next to me. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, how are you? Where are you coming from? He says, 200 kilometers away. So I said, you came here for what? Business. He says, no, I came to read Salatul Jummah. From how far? 200 kilometers to read Salatul Jummah. One town we were in, my dear brothers, there were two brothers. They went to learn deen. There was nobody to teach them deen. So on one day a week, they should get together and they should try now contact somebody in Sao Paulo, which is about 2,500 kilometers from there. And whatever they wanted to learn, they should ask him and then he should send a reply to them. Today, my dear brothers, in our midst, ulama-i-kiram are there, but we haven't got the time to learn. Haven't got the time to learn. Sahaba-i-kiram radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, for one hadith, they walk distances. Distances. One sahabi walked from Medina Munawwara to Egypt. When he got there, he called for the other sahabi. The sahabi was on the second floor of the house. He says, wait, I'm coming down. He says, no, don't come down. I don't know whether you'll be alive by the time you come down or I'll be alive. So tell me the hadith from the top. My dear brothers, here the ta'aleem is taking place in our masjid. The ulama-i-kiram are doing tafsir. The ulama-i-kiram are doing masna masail. But we got no time to sit. Ji. Yet, my dear brothers, after that salah, Isha salah, when the ta'aleem is taking place, we'll go outside and we'll spend half an hour talking outside. Ji. So the value of that ilm is not there. So my dear brothers, go to the ulama ikram and find out. And then the fourth quality, ihsan. To make salah with the quality of ihsan. That I am seeing Allah and Allah is seeing me. And how we'll get this quality? Ulama ikram say, complete our tasbihat every day. Make the zikr of Allah every day with concentration and devotion. Sit in one corner and complete the tasbihat. The third kalima, istighfar and durood every day. With concentration and devotion. And read our Quran every day. With this, that I, when I'm reading Quran, that my Allah is talking to me and I pay attention to it. And learn all the masnoon du'as. Inshallah, but in this way Allah will give us the quality of ihsan. That I am seeing Allah and Allah is seeing me. Or at least minimum that my Allah is seeing me while I'm reading namaz. And then to read salah with ikhlas, only for the pleasure of Allah. Anything we do, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do it only for Allah. Not for name and fame. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how ikhlas comes? Ulama ikram says, ikhlas comes with istiqamat. When a person does an amal with istiqamat, with steadfastness, he does an amal. And to give an example, like how a fruit when it's on the tree, from small it becomes big. From bitter it becomes sweet. From green it becomes ripe. Because it stays on the tree. So similarly, when we will do an amal with istiqamat, with steadfastness, Allah Jalla Jalalu will give us ikhlas. And when you read our salah with these five qualities, inshallah, we'll be making progress in our salah. And all our ibadat. Brothers, humbly requested to come close, fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Come in. And then, my dear brothers, when we do good deeds, O Amal Salihah, we have to protect it. Protect our good deeds. Because, my dear brothers, we have to take these good deeds and go to the Akhirat. We have to take these good deeds and go to the Akhirat. We shouldn't lose it on the way. And how we'll do this? By fulfilling the rights of others. Allah Ta'ala forbid today, my dear brothers, we make salah, we go out of the masjid, and we start harming others, making ghibat, talking badly to others, going to the business, we cheat, we speak lies. Go home. Got bad behavior with our wives, with our children. Harming others. If we can't benefit anybody, the least we do, my dear brothers, we don't harm anybody. Don't harm anybody. Fulfill the rights of others, even if we have to forego our rights. The rights of our parents. The rights of our wife and our children, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of our relatives, the rights of the community members, the rights of the ulama ikram, respect the elders, have mercy on the youngsters, show honor to the ulama ikram, fulfilling the rights of others. And if you don't fulfill the rights of others, Then my deal with Allah forbid, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come with mountains of good deeds. But because he did not fulfill the rights of others, they will come to demand their rights on that day. You heard in Riving, my dear brothers, that person who is owing, there they told us less than a rupee. Owing less than a rupee. Then, my dear brothers, that person has to give 70 accepted salat to that person on the day of Qiyamah. Ji? How many of us know how many of our salat have been accepted? Ji? We make sure we fulfill the rights of others. We'll come start demanding from us on the day of Qiyamah, and the time will come, all our good deeds will be finished. Now we'll have to start collecting their evil deeds. Instead of going into Jannah, we'll go into Jahannam. So, my dear brothers, we have to fulfill the rights of others. Our akhlaq has become like the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should make dua for this. When our akhlaq, Mawlana Umar Panpuri rahmatullahi alayhi should say, ikram se, with ikram, the people who are far away from deen will come close into deen. And the people, through akhlaq, good character, the people who are outside deen will come into deen. So my dear brothers, this deen has to come into our life. It's complete deen. For this, an effort has to be made. We have to make qurbani and sacrifice to bring this deen in our life. And my dear brothers, one is to bring deen in our life. This deen, the complete deen, is the uniform of a mu'min, is the uniform of a Muslim. Policeman has got a uniform. The nurse got a uniform. The pilot got a uniform. But what is their duty? What is their responsibility? The policeman is seeing somebody doing wrong and he does not stop it. He has not fulfilled his duty. The nurse sees a person that is sick and does not assist that person. He has not fulfilled his duty. The pilot is wearing the uniform, but he is not taking control of the plane. He is not fulfilling his duty. What will happen? My dear brothers, deen is our uniform. A person who will practice on deen will say, this is a Muslim. He'll perform salah, he'll say, this is a Muslim. He'll go for hajj, he'll say, this is a Muslim. He'll have good character, he'll say, this is a Muslim. But what's his responsibility? What's his duty? My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave it upon ourselves to decide what is our duty. Allah jalla jalaluhu has given us the duty himself. That Allah has made us the best of ummats. has made us the best of ummats. For what? That Allah has taken us out for the guidance of mankind to invite towards good and forbid from evil. This is our responsibility. To bring the people onto deen. To remind them to practice on deen. Just practicing on deen is not sufficient. But this responsibility of meeting everybody and giving them dawah towards the greatness of Allah and calling them towards deen is our responsibility. And today, my dear brothers, what percentage of the ummah leave the non-Muslims? What percentage of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believing ummah, what percentage is practicing upon deen? What concern, what fikr, what worry we have got in our heart for this, my dear brothers? Starting from our own home, our family members, our neighbors. My dear brothers, who wakes up with this fikr in the morning? That leave everybody else, my immediate family, did everybody read Salat al-Fajr this morning? Did everybody read Salat al-Fajr this morning? But my dear brothers, if we hear that certain member of our family, he's now gone so lazy, he doesn't want to go to work, that worries us. He's not going to school, that worries us. But he's not performing salah. What worry have we got in our heart? What cry, what pain? What restlessness we got. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this effect. A person missing one salah, is as if he's lost his entire family and property. Now it's somewhere in our country, Fajr salah is early. Look at the crowd of musallis in our masjids. Who leaves the masjid every day with this pain in the heart? Ya Allah, 90% of my community is not performing salah, is not here in the masjid. What's going to happen to them if maut comes to them today? My dear brothers, this whole effort of Dawud and Tabligh is about this, getting this pain, this dard. That how deen can come into our lives and the same deen reaches everybody. The deen comes to that level where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the ummah. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, where the effort takes place, where the people are making qurbani and sacrifice, you can see deen coming alive. It's heard now while we're in Pakistan, that Chad, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, that's one country where there's 100% musallis. 100% musallis. Gee, my dear brothers, after listening to the kalgozaris of the different countries, I was thinking to myself, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, my dear brothers, Allah mustn't take this effort away from us and give it to others, my dear brothers. Because we have become contented, we have become happy. With the little that we are doing, we feel now, mashallah, we have done enough. My dear respected elders and brothers, when rain falls, crops grow, and together with that, weeds also grow. And if the farmer does not take care of those weeds and remove those weeds will overpower the crops. Don't look at the little good environment that we have got in the masjid and feel that no, deen is okay in our country. The amount of batil forces that are working. One of the elders, you know, he says, my dear brothers, if a person comes here at 11 o'clock at night, on a non-shop guzari night, or he goes to any masjid at 11 o'clock at night, and he says he wants to change his life, he wants to make tawbah and istighfar. Who's there in that masjid to welcome him if that masjid is open? Who's there to sit and speak to him? Who's there to feel pity for him? Who's there to welcome him? But that same person, if he wants to find a place where he can get his drugs from, he can get that at that time of the night also. His alcohol, he'll get it at that time of the night also. If he wants to go and do any sinning, he can do it at that time of the night also. All those places are open. The places of haq are closed. The places of batil are open. My dear brothers, most of us who are sitting here, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq of coming out for 4 months and has spent time in the path of Allah. My dear brothers, it's time now to increase our qurbani and sacrifice. For deen to remain and for deen to increase in the ummah, my dear brothers, we have to increase our qurbani. Honorable Sahib should say, we should not make our sacrifice a platform, but we should make the stairways. So the first tashkil today is, my dear brothers, first tashkil, those who have given 4 months, those who have given 4 months, to make niyyah to give 4 months every year. Come, my dears. 4 months every year.
MashaAllah. Mullah Khalid. Muhammad Bhai, MashaAllah. Who else, inshaAllah? Muhammad Asman, inshaAllah. MashaAllah. Uncle MS, inshaAllah. MashaAllah. Nabil, inshaAllah. Sadiq Bhai, inshaAllah. Mulana Imi Saleji, MashaAllah. Who else, inshaAllah? MashaAllah. Sheikh Umar, inshaAllah. Ahmed Mutala, MashaAllah. Who else, inshaAllah? Give our names, inshaAllah.
4 months every year, my dears.
All those brothers, mashallah. Mawlana Yahya, inshallah.
Come.
Allah accept, inshallah. Come, brothers. Mawlana Ghulam Hussein, mashallah. Mudathir, inshallah. From?
Peter Marisburg,
mashallah. Allah accept. Ismail Sheikh, mashallah. Brother's name? Khalid. Mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. Mawlana Muhammad, inshallah. Mawlana Ishaq, mashallah. Muhammad Jadwat, inshallah. Mashallah. Mawlana Emi Saleji. Come, brothers, we should all stand up and give our names, inshallah. All those brothers who spent 4 months, inshallah. Yunus Musa, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Give our names, inshallah. MashaAllah. Faraz Bhai, inshallah, from Phoenix, mashallah. Hafiz Hassan from Spingo Hills. Who else, inshallah? MashaAllah. Mulana, inshallah. Mulana Murad, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Give our names, inshallah. Come, brothers. We don't know the time of acceptance, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah.
Ji, bolo, mashallah. We make niyat, inshallah, and we make dua. That's our job. Make niyat and dua, Allah will open up the way, my dear brothers. Make niyat, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Come.
MashaAllah, Rashid, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Hafiz Ahmed Kadwa, mashallah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, brothers.
This now, my dear brothers, from Kyrgyzstan, they were giving kal, Zari. Ji, they are now. Last time when they came, we heard there were 5,000 masjids. Now they gave Kalguzari, there are 7,000 masjids. Ji. And my dear brothers, ji, there were 4 or 5 million Muslims. Now they've gone to 7 million Muslims. Ji. People are accepting Islam again in that country. Jamaats, alhamdulillah, they are sending many. They have made near to send 200 jamaats this year to different parts of the world, to every country of the world. Ji. When Allah Ta'ala wants to accept, my dear brothers, then nobody can stop. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib Ji gave this to talk on that night after the Ijtima, and he says, my dear brothers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should make this dua. O Allah, Allahumma inni asaluka tawfiq ahl al-huda. O Allah, give us the tawfiq of the people of Hidayat. And who are the people of Hidayat? He says, the Sahaba Ikram and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he said, what is tawfiq? He asked us, what is tawfiq? Then he said, tawfiq is this. When Allah Jalla Jalaluhu removes all the obstacles for you to do the amal, and Allah creates the asbab for you to do the amal, then Allah has given you tawfiq. My dear brothers, we have to ask Allah for tawfiq. Ji, and if we don't get tawfiq, we are being deprived. So all of us should be making niyat, inshallah, my dear. After making niyat, we make dua, Allah give us the tawfiq. Come, my dear brothers. Nobody should hesitate.
MashaAllah.
Ji.
All those brothers who haven't spent 4 months also, inshallah, stand up and give our names, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Come, brothers.
Come.
MashaAllah.
Those who have not gone to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh for 4 months, they make niyat, inshallah, for 4 months.
Abdul Haq, MashaAllah, from Chatswood. Who has, inshallah? MashaAllah. Ahmed Marchi, MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. Who has, inshallah?
Those who haven't been yet for 4 months in India, Pakistan, make niyat, inshallah, for India, Pakistan. Bolo.
Youngsters, older brothers also, inshallah. Everyone. It's our need, inshallah. Come, brothers, make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Brother's name? Ismail, mashallah. From where are you from, Ismail? From Overport here, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Hafiz? Abdullah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy, inshallah. Mulana, inshallah. Mulana Muhammad Saleh, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, make niyat, inshallah. Come, brothers. The cry of our elders is that how jamaats can reach every part of the world. We've got the qazas to send jamaats throughout the world, especially to the English-speaking countries, to Europe, also to Australasia, as well as to the North American countries as well, inshallah. Come brothers, let us make niyat, inshallah. We know this is our season when most of our jamaats come out. Last year, alhamdulillah, in the month towards the, for the last 3 months of the year, going to January, 96 jamaats came out. This year our azam was for 200 jamaats, inshallah. So inshallah, we should be part of one of those jamaats, inshallah. All of us should have this desire that I'm part of this, inshallah. Come brothers, let us stand up and make intention, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah? Our country should be flooded with jamaats. There should be such an environment of deen. As Haji Imran Sahib mentioned, that our masjid should become abad to a point where when someone, anyone enters the masjid any time of the day or night, someone should be there to welcome them, to give them tarheeb, to turn their attention to Allah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. Come, brothers. 4 months foreign also, 4 months pedal. Jamaat's getting ready for 4 months pedal. Inshallah, brothers who are in the majma, those who are making niyat for 4 months pedal, inshallah, renew our niyat, inshallah. This is a great need. Last jamaat that came out from, mashallah, Ahmed Mutala, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Last jamaat came back about 3 months ago. There's a need now for jamaat to move again. From Transvaal, mashallah, about 4 to 5 jamaats are out. So we need this, the qaza of pedal jamaats as well, to move in our province, to walk in our country. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah, Faraz Bhai, inshallah. 4 months pedal, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, brothers. This is a great need. It is our need. So many karguzaris coming that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ghaybi nusrat comes. Allah makes decisions of hidayat from kufr to deen, to iman, with these pedal jamaats moving. Also 4 months foreign also, there's a need for jamaats to move. Alhamdulillah, one of our jamaats, they just left like yesterday. They've got only one chilla left. By the end of this year, they'll be back. The next jamaat should start getting ready, inshallah. 4 months foreign as well, inshallah. Who else? Make niyat, inshallah.
One jamaat from Stanger.
Mashallah, one jamaat from Stanger, inshallah. 4 months foreign. 1st of January, inshallah. All of us should make niyat like this, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. Inshallah, jamaat's getting ready for chilla also, inshallah. 40 days, inshallah. Lots of jamaat's getting ready, inshallah. Stand up and make niyat.
All the areas can make niyat, inshallah. Masjid can make niyat for chilla jamaat, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Masjid Taqwa.
Chakas Kral,
inshallah. Spingo Hills? One jamaat.
One?
Should be 2 jamaats, Habisa. Masurat and men's jamaat, inshallah. 2 jamaats, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. Masjid War, inshallah. Area wise can give, make the intentions also, inshallah. MashaAllah. Palok? One jamaat, mashallah. Broad Street? Allah accept, Allah make it easy, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Our areas, we should all renew our intention, inshallah. Spingo Beach, inshallah. 3 jamaats, 4 jamaats. 1 foreign jamaat going to Australia, inshallah. And 3 local jamaats. 2 local jamaats, inshallah. One India-Pakistan and 1 local, inshallah. Come, brothers. Masjid-wise, also we can make niyat, inshallah. From where are you, brother? Masjid Dawood, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Allah make it easy. Which other areas, inshallah? From Newlands? Masjid Ibrahim, 1 jamaat, inshallah. Cannon Avenue, 1 jamaat, inshallah. MashaAllah. Which other areas, mashallah? Salihin, inshallah. How many jamaats? 4 jamaats, mashallah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Come, brothers, let us make intention, renew our intention, inshallah. Our target is 200 jamaats, foreign and local. And not forgetting also the taqaza of Masturat as well. Last year, from the 96 jamaats that came out, only 2 Masturat jamaats came out. So our elders are saying this is a great weakness that they've noted in our efforts. That when the Masturat will come out, then inshallah they'll become our helpers in this effort, and they will send us out. They will also encourage us to come out. With this, the environment will come alive in the homes, and those children that will come out of those homes will also go in the path of Allah. So who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. Masurat as well. Jamaats are getting ready also. From Ispingo Hills, inshallah, 1 jamaat. Local, inshallah. Masurat. Who else, inshallah? One chilla Pakistan, inshallah, from Sherwood, inshallah. One Jamaat. Who else, inshallah? Make niyat, inshallah. All of us should make niyat, inshallah. There's a lot of areas, inshallah, from the south coast also, from the Midlands area. We haven't heard from Stanger. There's only one. There's how many? Three Jamaats, inshallah. Four Jamaats from Stanger, inshallah. Which other areas, inshallah? MashaAllah. Come, brothers, make niyat, inshallah.
Marisburg?
Peter Marisburg? How many Jamaats? Midlands Saathis? 10 Jamaats from Midlands, inshallah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Which other areas, inshallah? What about Junction Halka? How many Jamaats? 2 Jamaats from Junction Halka, mashallah. Which other areas, inshallah? From the rest of North Zone? Anyone else, Phoenix area? They haven't. You can just mention, inshallah. How many Jamaats are getting ready from Phoenix?
4
Jamaats, inshallah. MashaAllah. Come, brother, stand up and give our, make our intention, inshallah. From South Beach also, Jamaat getting ready.
City Halka.
City Halka, inshallah. Brothers can make intention also. How many Jamaats from City Halka? 4 Jamaats, inshallah. From Verulam, inshallah. City can just renew their niyat and just tell us how many Jamaats getting ready, inshallah. Come, brothers, let us make niyat, inshallah. Sherwood Halka, 12 Jamaats, inshallah. MashaAllah. So how many Jamaats is that, ma? Written it down.
Masjid-wise, inshallah.
Masjid-wise also can make niyat, inshallah. Which masjid say that, inshallah, we haven't made fikr for Jamaat, we will make niyat now, inshallah. Then inshallah, we still got a few weeks left. Still another 2 weeks before the Jor. That before the Jor, inshallah. Muaz bin Jabal, inshallah, from Swingo Beach, mashallah. Allah accept, Allah make it easy. Which other areas, inshallah? Which other masjid say that, look here, we haven't thought about it, but inshallah, we are thinking now. We will make intention, inshallah. On our intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it to being. MashaAllah, Iqbal bhai, inshallah. From Mubaini, inshallah. Chatswood, how many Jamaats, Iqbal bhai? 4 Jamaats, inshallah, from Chatswood. Any other area, inshallah, that we've left out, do not be afraid. Stand up and make niyat, inshallah. Jamaats, we should make harkat, movement, go person to person, to our satis, those that come out. Those that haven't given their time for the year, we should go to them, give them tarheeb, encourage them, and prepare them to come out. In this movement, inshallah, Jamaats will get ready. Recently now, alhamdulillah, Jamaat was out making fikr for Jamaat to go to Somalia. Jamaat has left already. Alhamdulillah, they've reached. The Jamaat, there were only 3 or 4 satis. They made harkat from here to Peter Marisburg. They met one brother. That brother said, inshallah, I'm ready. When they came back, he phoned and he said, no, I'm not ready. But on that qurbani of that harkat, alhamdulillah, that evening, they met another brother in the Overport area and he got ready. So like this, my brothers, with this movement, this harkat, this qurbani, inshallah, Jamaats will get ready, inshallah. Who says, inshallah, I will try and make fikr in my area, in my masjid. We can raise our hands, inshallah. MashaAllah, Salihin also, inshallah. MashaAllah, all the areas, all individually as well, in Masjid War also we can make effort.
Inshallah, my dear brothers, in the next 2 weeks, every area, my dear brothers, every masjid, small or big masjid, all of us should be in harkat, my dear brothers, and meeting our students, meeting our teachers, meeting our ulama ikram, meeting the many, many people who are working in the factories, they're getting off these holidays, and everyone should be met. That how his time, maybe his holidays become valuable and they can spend it in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You all to make this figure, my dear brothers. Ji, all of us, inshallah.
Okay,
all those who gave the names, inshallah. Those who made niyat for 4 months every year, 4 months near Pakistan, and those masjids and areas that made niyat for Jamaat, stand up in your place, inshallah.
Stand up, brothers. MashaAllah, come.
Okay.
This is a very important aspect of our work, inshallah.
Stand
up, inshallah. Come, brothers. A lot of brothers made niyat. 4 months a year, 40 days. Jamaats getting ready from the masjids. Inshallah, even we will not be in this Jamaats, but stand up, inshallah, we made intention. Come, brothers, there were more brothers that gave names. At least about 40, 50 brothers made intention, inshallah. It's a very important aspect of our work, the tarteeb, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, brothers.
Little harkat, inshallah, we'll make.
Come, Allah, brothers, stand up, inshallah. Stand up, stand in our place. Don't leave the majma, inshallah. Let's not create the environment of leaving the majma, inshallah. Stand up and walk towards your left, inshallah. Come, brothers. There were more brothers than made niyat, inshallah. Let us not be afraid, inshallah. Come, brothers. There were more brothers that made niyat also. From the areas, those brothers that made niyat from the masjids, we can go there as well. tashkil satis with Sipriyal inshallah, and accordingly some fikr will be made inshallah. Also mashallah, now we know, as Hajisab has mentioned, that this is a very, very high season, there shouldn't be a moment that we should spend at home. We should be in the maidan, in our masjids, going person to person, house to house. We know the students are off inshallah. Make their tashkil inshallah. Bring them for the program on the 29th inshallah, 29th of November inshallah, on Saturday, starting from Asr inshallah till the morning inshallah. Jamaats will be make musafa and they will leave also inshallah. So all the brothers are requested. I know a lot of the students will be busy with exams, but a lot of the state schools have finished their exams, or they'll be finishing this week. So let us not lose this opportunity to meet those youngsters. Individually, collectively, gather them. There's still some student programs that are going to take place. Make fikr for this also, inshallah. So all the areas are requested also, inshallah, that we should sit in our halkas, inshallah. Inshallah, we can sit and make fikr about all these takazas, inshallah. Jazakallah.